Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Riyada Bahariya Askala Hariya Antada da da da. Shadegede Bahariya. Lift your voice, Hariya. Hey. Ramada Bahariya. Rabada Bahariya Antarada Rabada Bahariya Aska Padagada Baha Padabahariya Antarada Sidahariya Anololo Ghariya Antarada Hariosha. Hallelujah. Our two hands are lifted. Sweet. Thank you. Father, thank you for your love. We honor you for life. The grace, the life that flows in us, we are grateful. Every breath that is in us, we are thankful for it. We ask in the name of Jesus that your goodness will spread over us. Like a thick viscosity of oil. Give us understanding, illumination, knowledge of God and of the Son of the living God. We give you thanks, you who have begun a good work in our lives. And yes, you will also accomplish. Be exalted. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, our King. Somebody shout amen. Clap these hands. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Good evening to all of you. I give God the glory for your lives. And I trust and I thank God for keeping you all well, favored, blessed, and well. Taking you to your enterprises and efforts yesterday and today. Giving you daily bread. I am grateful to God for that. Can I hear good amen? We have been working on our series. Now I am on the part of the seven wonders of God's judgment. That's where I am. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 20 and 21, the Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Let me continue to Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through to 36. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I started the series by quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 5 at the W3 service. And it reads, "Thou shalt also consider in your heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so also the Lord chasteneth you." It is a very profound scripture when you look at it. Deuteronomy 8 and 5. "Thou shall consider." Ono way, ewo akume Musa said ye wonipa etene anawotia ono ankasa ne bano sa ena wonyankopon enso etia. It is very profound. Put it in different versions and maybe let us see. The Bible said, "Therefore know this in your heart, be fully cognizant that the Lord your God disciplines and instructs you as a man disciplines and instructs his son. Another version, the Bible said, remember that the Lord your God corrects and punishes you just as parents discipline their children. Now, in this one, just let me just do a very quick digression and to say that when I look at the way parenting is going in this particular end time, don't make a mistake. Don't make a mistake going loose on your children because your children is all you have on earth. The only thing you have is your children. Forget to nominate all those people. Your children. The reason why I'm making, if anything happens to you, you'll be shocked that your brothers and sisters and all that may be pulling themselves away. You know, many years ago, when we were kids, we didn't understand why our mothers, me and you, our mothers were and fathers were so involved in extended family issues. Until recently, I used to tell my mother, "Man, Febusi atintia simbia mama so." Yeah, but I realized that said the jineji na hui empenini na tuina. Our parents are getting older and older. And very soon, those responsibilities, whether you like it or not, are coming to you. But I'm realizing few things that is going on with this particular stuff. As a member, something comes up, and you are feeling that he has a brother, he has a sister, he has, you know, first, second cousins. They will be here. You'll be shocked. And majority will not even bother. They will ask, where are his children? Her children. Yeah. A young man died recently. They put that person into the mortuary. I was shocked how, it was friends. When they got to Kolebuma mortuary, The real brothers had gone to hide under a tree. Friends in the area went to pay the bills. The moment they paid the bills, brothers and sisters come under the tree. Come from under the tree. Put a thing here, let's work. And so he is making, you know, he said, notice or you learn deep in your heart that the Lord disciplines you in the same way. Father, no, that I don't want this one. I want the previous one because I'm making a point from that particular one. Yeah, he is saying here, just as, you know, God corrects you, parents discipline their children. You have a responsibility as a parent. There is a responsibility on you as a parent. Forget about the fantasies. I am a father and a mother. For no tunchen, because it is just like somebody just feeling excited about honeymoon. I'm married. But what they don't know whilst they are enjoying their honeymoon is that this marriage thing is a paying of price every day. So get over your honeymoon. And quickly step into your responsibility. Because very soon, you are now going to be facing the real thing, isn't it? So get off the fantasies. Simultaneously or similitude or I realized that life, people are more intrigued about the fantasies of it. Get off crap, please. Get off the fantasies, because there are responsibility to take. Serious stuff is there to be dealing with. Whether you believe it or not, I have told you the world is round, whether you believe it or not. God exists in the heavens above. He sits enthroned in the heaven in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. The earth is his footstool. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. Electricity is liquid. Whether you believe it or not, it's possible. So why does God do it that way? You didn't ask me that the person who constructed this microphone and made the rules, because the people who normally create something, they make the rules. And the person who manufactured this air condition has made a rule, and his rule is that when you plug it, put on with the air condition with a remote control, and it will come on. If you want it to be very cold, you can adjust it. If you want it to be hot or warm, you can adjust it. That those are his rules. I cannot get up and go to the air conditioner. I say, from today, I cancel those rules. I will speak to you, and you will operate. It doesn't work because I didn't create it. I don't care. There is no heaven. And when I die and there is a heaven, I will tell them why is there a heaven. And I'll go and why a big mistake. The people who create things, they make rules. Airbus 8, 7, whatever the numbers are, you know, Boeing 767. They create an aircraft and they make the rules. Before you fly this plane, make sure there are no exit points that have been opened. Shut everything. No air coming into the air. Those are the rules. Before the aircraft takes off, it will have to make almost about 700 to 900 kilometers per hour speed before it takes off. 700 to 900 kilometers will be anywhere in a car. Could I know? It will take me a come more than 500. Extreme speed before it takes off. You know, cargo weight and passenger weight and the aircraft's weight itself run that particular speed and then it takes off. Rules of aerodynamics. It is the rules of aerodynamics. I'm not stereotyping, but I'm telling you. Pato benyam girl be wo abeka presby. Ne girl na wa uni kunu pato nyam no wen uni mobo. One of the best trumpeters that I know. Serious. Mimi wo names. Meti mi atwa so I can mention many. If you didn't have been a sedition, it told me 2 years I in use instrumentalist. 2 solid years. Until God sent this angel to us. Steve Yami. When I talk about character, of people, hear us deceiving ourselves. And I'm sorry, manko, a soft will be brave, hearers and deceivers. Come preach heaven down. But when you're minimal. Hey, whoa! But if the Lord does not know you, it is a waste of life. But wasting life, it will be better. So we could careful, Satan. At least we may have some fast one. And you would touch anyone when you say, "Be better, could shibra," and my touch him. It didn't work out yourself. Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. Yeah, he's making it very solid to you. When I'm making the scriptures, make sure that all the guys online are getting it accurately. Yeah. So then, because you are lukewarm, yeah, let's go up from verse number 14. Let me read from there. The Bible said, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful witness, the faithful and true witness of God. The beginning of God's creation. The Bible says, yeah, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Yeah, You are not You will find penalty there. Murmurers are here. Congonza for gossips. Here they are. You get people who causes abortion. Obenyima kutuwe guasambe di communion. Oha. Wanya she. Onua winyinyunu. We are rough. Obeji wukunu. Omuha. These people, they come to church. Wamu doko fio dro preachia. Ombe tumia huri huri ajije mo. But omuha. Yeah. They are here. I know thy works. Minimu nyuma, minimu. When yamikasu nimu atiasie, when susie wajini ni wakuma, the Lord knows it. Minimu nyuma, I know thy works. Tiasamono. Dia we are kukwem. Apa ridi, jujurese mi, you know, on Sunday. Didi ya hintena, when yamibe dani. Yeah. Anything that have been concealed. To me, I love Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13 and 14. He was speaking there. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God. Fear God. My darling, fear God. Fear God. And keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. And then he said, you know, in a very shocking submission, he said, for God shall bring every work into judgment. Every work. Every work. With every secret. If I will read this on Sunday. Whether it's be good or bad, anything that I've concealed, every secret thing, may catch them of PA. So that you can listen, when I'm talking about, I am not talking to unbelievers. This letter, you know, from the book of Revelation was not written to unbelievers. This particular book, you know, was written by a preacher by the name Solomon. He was a king and a preacher. He was not speaking to, you know, infidels and idol worshippers. The Bible said he was speaking to a nation that is after God's heart. And so in 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 18, listen to what the Bible said. He said, if the righteous be scarcely saved, how shall be the end of ungodly and the sinner? Another version of this, look at this. The Bible said, as the scripture said, if it is difficult for good people to be saved, what then will become the godless sinners? In NIV version, the Bible asks a question and says, if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Any one go agoji to a drone de woman or a hell home do mutiasi from dada. Tia cano. Kasemwa so akoji to a drunk see a life, young man be paid you my yem paid you my ye munya kasachide fo. You know per shortcut cut na betting company chalu to na fi wunasa akotine wire musel koji to a dru. When I say to you, I'm going to see a woman here, what going to have you wounded me? Boy, I'm going to tell about it. I'm going to tell you. Tell me the sense of new. I'm to fear you. I'm going to tell 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 you. I'll be wasting life. God, I'm for, please. When you're men cry, or ma won't come. The Bible said, the Bible said, and it regretted God, Genesis chapter 6, that he created man. Can you imagine that? The manufacturer even regretted creating the human person that he had created. Put it on the screen, please. Yeah. It regretted God. Nunio. Genesis 6 verse 6 in another version. The Bible said here, yeah, he was sorry that he had made them and put them on earth. He was sorry. Can you believe that? Abrane, what we in two sefu, we green pepper, ibe ye kruma 3 months pe na wutwa. The bread we ye restaurant for carrot, green pepper, sweet pepper, a cough fast. A pinker had a shiri, se unon comfort to pomauso. I see a life now we yasen ababa, the couch as a moon, so ya may up to himself. So may it. Now, this is what we had. No, people will say, you know, that don't be insensitive to such a situation. Tell the people when you get here, you will. We were too low to a senior year. I catch them on them quantity trainers. A quantity trainer. So now, who do you go? I'm telling you. If the righteous be scarcely saved, Montrance, John, sit down and enjoy yourself. You know, this is easy. Oh, yeah. I mean, so I'm making it for the rest of the time. I do it intentionally for blood circulation. Yeah. Mumbe brought my money exercise. When I get the opportunity, I take you to, you know, stand for some time and then you sit down. And then your body can receive agility and flexibility. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. There are so many profound things. If the righteous scarcely be saved. He began in the verse 17 by saying, for the time has come for judgment to begin in the house of God. And the Bible said, and if it begins with us, what then, what shall be the end? If it is going to begin with us, you know, if it first begin with us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Look at, he mentions a very revelatorical word, end. Put this in my language, let me read it. Yeah. Was it a breakthrough? Say, a temo free when you're free, I see it when you're coupon fee. Nasi free, so can I tell you? A big real one. Yeah. The Bible said, when tear when you're coupon, I some panel saying, how is it going to end with them? That means that will be if you find some panels are all trouble. Oh, him. When I look at people, when they sit, you know, very boldly on the internet and speak blasphemy against God, because there is on that day, your money cannot save you. I don't care what your, you know, reputation is and all stuff like that. Be very careful. Yeah. Very careful, because wouldn't be seriously and then you know expect that it's going to be well with you. A tear free for people. Let me say, I had a lady who picked up a bottle of water. She gunu aboni kuromu ensu obo somnu adiya tumi nikunu. Here, a tear free for. A tear fire in a free for. You go so bow coco. So in Galatians chapter 5, he made a submission in verse number 19. Galatians 5, verse number, let's read 20. You know, he, at the end of the tale, okay, 21, at the end of the tale, he made a submission. You know, he said, he goes down there and he said, I have told you in time past that they which do such things shall not inherit the word of the kingdom of God. Put this in my language. Look at, let me point out something to you. You know, he made a submission. He said, we yenam hena me bomo koko. Eye koko bo. The bomo koko kaneno se. Wawa. Waya sa niye me nan. Wanya wanyan kupa hini. Niemabi on Matias. Can you wanna bone? The addition jar what to what you don't to the think you can't damn a bone. And what yen when you may brow then home my fra a show ma a slawong we ni passion. You are a distinct person. Satom no yem fen niagro. And so he was asking the questions in the entreaties of Paul in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1. Shall we continue to sin for grace to abound? And then he answered the question and said, no. Yeah, God forbid. How then shall we, which are dead to sin, anymore live? Why would we be here who has answered you? What you come from verse number 1, let's hear the word of the Lord in that particular course of the scriptures. Romans the 6th chapter, the 1st to the 4th verse. Let's hear God's word. Read. This is the reason why you are baptized. We baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Holy Spirit. It's a commandment in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19. Yeah. All power is given to me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, the Bible said, I am with you unto the end of the age. So the moment he makes this submission in God's word, ladies and gentlemen, there is a reason why you are baptized. Anybody that is baptized into, you are dead to your sins. All things are passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things. All the old things. All patterns of the old are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Mama comfort me, say, when I lived in England for 4 years, I never heard the word eternal life. I'm going to mention 10 words. I never heard it in London. Now I understand very clearly why, you know, our following as a ministry, our online church, is bigger. From all around the world, America, you know, Professor Frimpong, who manages our podcast accounts because he created it for us. And I give God the glory for his life. He brought me a report, it's an annual report. And I was shocked. I mean, countries that are downloading, we have almost 10,000 downloads of our messages from podcasts on a weekly basis. 10,000 downloads. And I look at some of the countries, Cyprus, Siberia, Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan. This is why when I come to Bible study now, I speak predominantly English. There is a reason for that. Because the downloads amazes me. Countries. I mean, from Ghana is United States. From the United States, and then it goes to United Arab Emirates. I was shocked. United States, that is our third biggest coverage. United Arab Emirates. UEA. UAE. Whichever. The whole of our download messages. I'm shocked. And then the countries, the list. Hey! Don't joke. Dr. Ohiniba Enyanimbuedum visited us. He's in Ghana for just a few days to launch 4 of his books on Saturday, and then he will be back to the U.S. next week. And then he was telling me, he said, I want to make it a priority. The Lord is really dawning it on my heart. It's time for you to come to America. I said, why? But 10 words I never heard. Eternal life, salvation, cross of Jesus, heaven. Mantida. I never heard it in my ears. Baptism. when I lived in England, never heard the word hell. But some of you, I didn't hear the word eternal judgment. Never heard it before. Resurrection of the dead. Second coming of Jesus Christ. Rapture. I never heard it. Listen, if I had lived in England till now, I would not be a preacher. I'm telling you, I would not be a preacher. My backsliding long time. This is the reason why, with the moment the thing comes on, bam, they are online. What be any man confronting him when or ting a mere some crujing with him? Say, this is the gospel. They know. And the thing about church people is that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we know the truth, but we wouldn't want to, you know, listen and stay and manifest and live by the truth. Tell us what we want to. This is why the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 3, he said, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, the Bible said, they will heap up themselves teachers, having itchy ears, the Bible said, and they shall turn their ears, from the truth. And the scripture said, and they shall be turned unto feebles. And then he said, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of your ministry. Go to verse 6 and let me finish with it. For I am ready to be offered, for my time of departure has come. A man is living on earth and he knows that his time has come. Everybody has a time. Obia. 3 weeks ago when I preached, I was saying, the moment they lifted Sofa Boachi's casket. Calm down. The day I watched when they lifted Prophet T.B. Joshua's glass casket, I saw the devastation in the eyes of his members. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we should be able to be pointing people to Christ and not to ourselves. That man did his best, but the people will not listen. He did his best. Don't you know, accuse him of that. He did his best. I am not God. You know, but no, the people, once they have seen some miracle, they want to even die for you. And I will not stop saying it. I am not God. A man of God is not God. So that you can be able to put your faith, and your faith will not rest in the, you know, in men, but upon God. 1 John 1 verse number 1, the Bible said, that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, and that which we have seen with our eyes and looked upon and handled with our hands concerning the word of life. The Bible said, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness and show unto us that eternal life which was in with the Father and manifested unto us. In the third verse, the Bible said, that which we have seen and heard, that we declare unto you, that you also will have koinonia fellowship with us. And truly, our koinonia or fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, and these things we tell you. These things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. That joy now, oh, come on, it's not just enthusiasm, exuberance. No, he is talking about joy in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 1. The Bible said in that, he said, brethren, when I came unto you, I did not come with the excellency of speech, you know, or wisdom, declaring the word of the Lord. He said in verse number 2, for my preaching and my teaching, you know, I determined not to know anyone among you except Jesus Christ. When somebody, you know, bought a car and come and sit here, don't make a mistake. A man with an enkoche kukum oil anase a boom. Man with an enkoche. We believe in tokens and signs. We minister with oil. I believe that God can use the oil to heal you. I believe that. But the oil is not God. Oh, you can clap your hands. I'm teaching the word of God. We believe in the prayer shawl. We believe in tokens like, water from Jordan River, water from Galilee River, and all these tokens. We believe in all that. But it's not God. That is not the essence of our faith. God can use it to heal you, bless you, and all that. But that is not the essence of your faith and worship. We determine not to know anyone except Jesus Christ. When you come in here, I do not want to look you to look at me that this prophet is a wild prophet, heavily anointed. My prophet is more anointed than all the prophets. Stop all those vanities. Stop it. All that we are striving is that your faith will rest in Christ and Him crucified. That's the children here. Now let me use an opportunity to ask a question. How many prophets in Ghana are drawing the hearts of souls to Jesus Christ? The scripture, please. How many people? Picture any prophet in your mind. Are they pointing us to Christ or to themselves? I have a perfume. That thing, I will never get over it. Because I have lived in England, I have seen people doing 3-4 jobs. For a young man to sit in Accra and show a perfume to the camera and say, I have this perfume, when you spray it on yourself, pick up the phone and call any relative abroad. Whatever you require, they will bring it to you. Nonsense. Obi adwuma fo wo de ne sa wo tenkra ba ko hwi bra ba ba ji perfume spray gun ho na obi e ufri obi a de wo peno o de abra. God, don't deceive yourself. God cannot be mocked. God rewards hard work. God rewards smart work, and God rewards faithfulness. God will never bless the lazy. Never. Take it here. And whilst I'm telling you this, I'm encouraging you that hard work pays, faithful work pays, smart work pays. You are genuine. Stop begging people. Stop begging. Any Christian washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Spirit that begs is a disgrace to the cross of Christ. Period. The people that are selling in traffic, you are not more than them. Instead of just begging, I need this, I need that, and all that. Pick up yourself. Sunday I was telling, a young lady stood here with Didi. And the lady was telling me, my child's father does not want to take care of the child. I'm saying, the man is communicating something to you. Don't stress yourself. Rather, wake up. You are not the only single parent. Wake up. Mistake I've already, come. You can't do anything about it. Learn lessons from it. Shake up the dust and move on. This is Accra. We've been warning you. You didn't hear it. You lose guard your zipper. Ubiya yemwe jume free, no problem. Ubiya yemwe jume free, no problem. Too much today. I'm telling you, me, send me your bar and come in my boy. And you're coming to bury me. Serious. Mamma, my boy, me say, so big jumpa. Oh, no, I'm bread. Big jump, no, I'm bread. Big jump, no, I'm bread. I'm telling you, big jump, no, I'm bread. Why have Christians chipping themselves so much? Where are our standards? Where are our standards? Where is morality? Where is holiness? Where is righteousness? Where is purity? Where is sanctity? Where is pristinity? Where is chastity? Where is that? Now we have looseness, frivolity. That is where we are. can sleep in your boyfriend's house and come back to church and pray in tongues. This is why we are not reaping any fruit from our prayers. Carnality, flesh, showmanship, empty air showmanship. And what did you hear here? Many of these gospel people, they sing, but no presence, no power. You can't feel anything. Sometimes I'm listening to a preacher, and I can feel something coming out of the device. Presence of God. He's preaching. He doesn't even know what I'm feeling or I'm seeing. Presence of God. Presence of God. These old people who wrote most of these songs. Hallelujah. These are not super songs, but it carries presence. You know, I'm just singing old songs. When I, many years ago, when I was a student, and I used to go and preach at in Price, so when we are finishing, and the old man lives the song. Oh, come and see slain under the anointing. Just a song. Just a song. We can jump and sweat and all that until we have dislocation and fractures. Carnality! There is no honor in our marriages. Relationships have no reverence, honor. Where is the blessing of God? I said when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs will become automatic. I'm warning you, I'm just bringing your heart back to the Christ and alignment with the grace and the word of God. Sweetie, I'm telling you, godliness has become a very scarce thing. Righteousness, we don't talk about it. The pure gospel is not preached. Because the preachers know that what I am preaching right now does not bring big offerings. They know. It's not like Kofi Odro just descended from the moon and is preaching something else. No. No. So when Dr. Hiba told me, you need to come to America, we need to. He said, I mean, thank God for all the preachers, you know, who come and all that. But maybe you know, Gina, no preaching, be over, or no, in Kano. Or Pedia, was it? Or so a bread, preaching, be over, or bread, or no, or Pinami, a semua, a cano, such an anecoma, Tanisi Quim. O Pia Pano. Biam Peno. Could we at Yabre, the Bianchi, Kemuyenya, but Toda Yana, no problem, Bishamun cry. The grace of God this week is going to be an opening. Heaven will open. Glory is coming. Obia Wotiha. By the time we leave here, 10 billion, 20 billion, 30 billion is coming. We saw Somuji, Ayawotia, Fagofie, Kodi. Mishung. Ayung Kransha. Samusi Mishung. I see the next Bill Gates is sitting here. The next Oprah Winfrey is sitting here right now. God lift her up. God raise her up. Manifest right now. Manifest. Yeah, me de beki kemo ama me konwunti asori. Me de kan Kristo mafutu se michi de wanko afemu abadiko. obi adi obi sika obi biske fra burukira ba se jisi na we gie di na me kina hana me ishe umko ami ishe umko ra a woman is sitting here cannot even honor and reverence and respect her own husband na me tie na me ishe umko ra Papa, good evening. Papa, praise me. And you can't even do, you can't even say nice words to your own husband. And you are bowing to me. Ah, sweetheart, please. Come on. So the word of the Lord is very clear. Draw their hearts. Show them that I determine. He said, it's a determination. And I want to put it there. Let's look at this. He said very clearly, he said, I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything. Forget about everything. And then preach Jesus Christ. And he said, yes, you know, what have I you? Yeah, yes, not to baby. And you grow your home in church. Go back to King James Version. In the third verse, the Bible said, he said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. The Bible said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. I feel, next verse, listen to this very carefully. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. But that your faith should reside in the power of God. This in a different version. The Bible said very strong. He said, so that your faith might not rest in human wisdom, but in God's power. Another version, he said, so that your faith will not rest in human wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God. Another version, the Bible said, your faith then does not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. Another version, the Bible said, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some, you know, fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else. I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. Let me sit here and live a life of pretense. There is judgment for my pretending. I'm telling you, if you are looking for a place for acting, come to church. Let Kofi Odo not preach here for 6 weeks. Come for Frim Pond, do the, you know, Elizabeth and Ponzado, they didn't read her. Ubi kura bit to me a kasasa, they didn't cry, you know, kasakura ne bibi, you know, na ubi se, sofu woba for sofu, no cry, you be the person who ne nim cry, matina. And this is why we have been able to make demigods. Demigods! The sophon had an ebosom. Governor Daniel Yanka, you know, we tell me, be, you hear, Kofi Odo picture. Kofi me kwa juma, kasamame. I want to be more like you. Ooh, I wanna be more like you. Ooh, I wanna be a vessel you will use. I wanna be more. I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you. Ooh. be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like the songs of the Christ. Hey, I've seen these things too many things that I'm. Don't joke with your salvation. Osura hini na ben a ben a ben. Eni yema kuzu wia si nedi adam se se wia na ben. I am in the end time. End time. A child can kill his mother. A husband can kill his wife. A boyfriend can kill his girlfriend. A woman can sit on television virtually naked. Sex is free. Abortion is legal. Homosexuality and deism is normal. I am in the end time, end time, end time, end time. That is where I am. Put that fifth verse in my language. In my language, look at how the Bible makes it, you know, Nambujidie enyine ni penyansa so. Yeah, mom! I could jina when you meet to me. So that's when you meet here, Juma. You would jidie fi nipana so. If God heals somebody through me, Kofi Odro is not part of it. You will get every Kofi Odro. Oh, God, help me. Friday, we are having our end of month prophetic all night. We call it the September prophetic all night. Prophet, Frederick Danso, myself, Dede, and Prophet Ebenezer Amu, we're putting ourselves together. It's going to be a special time. Now, let's say that God has used Prophet Ebenezer Akunai to bless you. Give God, whose power it has, is at work, glory, and not the man. Not the man. Take the man out of the story. Glory to God. King of kings. Yeah. Hallelujah. He is making sure, as a man of God, that his audience does not make him their idol. And so whilst we were talking about on Sunday, I was talking to you about, because I'm taking my time, especially on the seven wonders of God's judgment. I'm taking my time there. Earthly judgments. Oh, there are many earthly judgments that I have seen with my own eyes. Many earthly judgments. When a coup happens to any nation, it's an earthly judgment. By the time I'm over, I'm a resources. See the way America have been stable for many, many, many years. That is why development and progress is happening. The moment there is no stability, there is no development. Same thing in your house. When we fight with our husbands and wife every day, you know, there is no progress. There's no progress. Somebody say, hi, dear. We need to be able to honor each other. Let us love one another. Let us honor one another. Let us respect one another. Christianity is not just dressing and coming to church. No. It is what you typify with your life. Jesus Christ. You know, in Luke 6, Jesus was making some very, very good lessons. But when he got to verse number 21, Luke 6:21. The Bible said from verse 21, he said, blessed are you when you hunger, you will be filled, and all that. Okay, go to 31. Verse number 31. Let's go down. Ye will that men do. Okay, go to 30. He was teaching life's principles. Give every man that asks you, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask him not again. In the next verse, the Bible says, as you will have all men, as you will have that men should do to you, do you also likewise to them. Another version, look at this, I close with that. The Bible said, do for others just as you want them to do for you. It's a life principle. It's a teaching of Christ. Born again believers must understand this one. Christians, the opposite will be your man or yes, I'm man. So don't sit down and say, I want a faithful man. Ask yourself, am I a faithful woman? I want an honest man. Are you an honest woman? That should be the question. So Jesus was working here and speaking to his audience. You want them to say sorry? There are many, many Ghanaian men who don't know how to apologize. Many. Medim Ghana men naya 100%, 70%. Umunim sorry. Why ya dia no grab? Stop the ego. Deflated. Sweet William Ansheda, I'm very sorry for what happened yesterday. I'm sorry. It won't take anything from you. It makes you a better person. Obi onu grow person can sorry. Okwa no ababi jina. Aso be febi binu asa kwa no. I can sing. I can sing. I can sing. My boy drama ya chill. Yeah. There are people sitting there. What boy drama? Yachu. Apologize. I'm sorry, baby. And find shabon sam. And find shabon sam. Na bon sam in the bar me son abon sam ne bon sam once. Bam. Bon sam on so a bam. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yachu one. What can sorry? I know Yachu two. What can sorry? And Yachu three. He say, wa sorry no kura. Wa wabre. Wa wo kan wabre na di wo tiye no amre. Shana ntimiya. Emeha ubiba. Don't come and disturb somebody's baby. You know, just leave them to enjoy their lives. Sometimes I'm so, you know, intrigued. People go through relationships, it didn't work, marriage, it didn't work. And then instead of them to wait and learn the lessons and heal from the past relationship, no, they jump into another one. No, but I know. I can show more. Go to the 32nd verse. The Bible said, he said, if you love only the people who love you, why should you receive a blessing? Even sinners love those who love them. Even sinners, they do. And then Jesus went further in the next verse and said, if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you receive a blessing? Even sinners do that. The next verse, he said, if you lend only to those who lend to those from whom you hope to get it back, why should you receive a blessing? That means that when we do certain things, you can receive a blessing from certain things. Let me do a quick digression and tell you some of the things that bring blessings to Christians. Tithing. Your tithe will bless you. You work and you, I am not talking about you work, when we come to church and say tithing Sunday and you take the envelope and you put whatever in. That's not tithing. That's not tithing. There is a metric, a calculation with tithing. It goes with faithfulness. The word tithe simply means tenth. That is the meaning of tithe. Divided into ten. When the people have small salary, they can easily give it. When they get a breakthrough of 100,000, they feel, you know, God does not, God, the church, or, you know, don't deserve that 10,000 pound. I'm the good to your title, 10,000. Oh, my dear, you know, mine, I make a moment 10,000. Giving to the poor brings a blessing. The Bible said, he that gives to the poor, the vulnerable, he that gives to the widow and the orphan, they lend unto God, and the Lord will repay them. There is a blessing for that. Dear, what the firm, what the man could have for Yisian in Yanka, or the firm in Yankopo. Proverbs chapter number 19, verse number 17. When you give to the poor, it is like lending to the Lord, and the Lord will pay you back. To the vulnerable, God will give it to you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something that brings a blessing. Honor. Honor your father and your mother. Honor. It brings a blessing. I saw it many years ago. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 23, he said, "Now when your mother is old, despise not her." When your mother is old, don't despise her. Proverbs 23:22. And despise not your mother when she is old. Because women naturally are communicators. And so when she is old, obeka some more. Yeah. Your mother can call you 5 times a day and she is talking about the same thing. Utu pununimu ansa woko. Wasa frebium. Watu pununim. Wasa frebium. Utu pununim safuano way. Ayemrewabo. Put it in my language. The Bible said, "Tiweja one wo na one nan so swaba brewa imune ni mutia." Uma mi ba brewa yemrewa bo. What is the essence of buying your mother a beautiful coffin, big funeral when she was alive? You couldn't take care of her. What is the sense in that? Ukwe yenu akwe yi donation kesiye. Bonsa kasiye uma ame kwamo na ere no kwaje wonsa wa body ya no fa bebe sini kore o maami. Go to that funeral kwaje usika afa bebe o maami. Uma ame babrewa en kasa na nim utibu musa abrewa no cross on a line apotene who been shiren tikama. This is why we tell people, this is Accra. There are certain, every relationship must have boundaries. Don't get married and stay in a family house. Oh God, help me. You are married and you live in a family house. Your sisters and your mother are fighting with your wife. Man, get out of the place. Also, living in that because my father left the house for fine. Two. Never fine. Family out. Young Wari Waha. Pia the Jamaica. Young Wari Wabushia Fie. They would disturb you. No privacy. Young Pinabushia Fie. Obia Watiabushia Fie. Wow. It's not the devil. You are the person. You are the cause. Two. Two feel good here, and let your wife have peace. Most of them say, "Ben kuni me kuni ambedi aubi antemanka." Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Clap your hands to the Lord. The two hands are lifted up. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh. You are one, and you are worthy. Oh, you are wonderful, you are worthy. Oh, Lord, you are one. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Raise your voice, you are one. You are one. God, you are one. You are wonderful, yeah. Sing about the last that you are one. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. And we're asking God, help us to grow as your children. Give us revelation, light, the keys of the kingdom. That we will rise, we will, my God. Lift your voice, pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, Gizura, Pandu Mregesh, Zulana Handeke, Siragarana. Karias gila antana, ribadu katidaka, pandololo tananana. Somebody pray for yourself. Emalo, rando kabante, tidagana ba andus giba, riada katia antu, paria antenele. Hey, zizi, kiana ma, kariana na roch. Lift your voice in prayer. Libaruda, Gia unto the hey, come on. That we will be like Christ, translated into the image of your dear Son. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lastly, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you and empower you in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, come on. Shadidea. Karia Antus. Rianaba Antos. Lift your voice. Pandadadabados. Giyanabadabosh, Tando mente, Giyanabatush, Tando lololo, hey! Ziyanabantush, Rabadabantune, Pariya aske, Kuda gadaba ante, Tantorolo. Every attack in the atmosphere, lift your voice in the name of Jesus. We overturn the workings of the enemy in 1 minute. Hey. Popa. Tantos. Paria. Paria. Hey. Father, we honor you and bless you. Before we go on, I would love us to conduct this altar call. But before we do that, anybody among us who is not well, like our sister Nana Pretty, and anybody you know, I bring them under this altar in the presence of the Lord, and I speak absolute healing to them. Lift your voice in 30 seconds. I make intercession based on the covenant the Lord has with his people. Gia tuba ante rabadakush padis rantesh gavish in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I commend everybody to God to the word of his grace. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. This is the time. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. Let your grace abound in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Pick up your thanksgiving. I declare favor over your finances. You will never run dry. Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. You are wonderful. Hey, we give you glory, Lord, as we are. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. You are wonderful. Oh, through you, know, you are wonderful. You are worthy, you are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are. Stand to your feet. The two hands are lifted. I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everybody who joined us online, the Lord bless you. I love you. Tomorrow, Forest and Bible Kessie at the Achimota Girls Guys next to the police station at the entrance. Don't miss it. Tomorrow, celebration of testimonies. Don't miss. 8 o'clock to 10. It's going to be awesome and special in the name of Jesus. I'm encouraging you. And then on Friday, we are here for our September prophetic all night. It's going to be special. 9 p.m. in the evening we start. You have a prayer show, come with it. It's going to be very special in Jesus' precious name. Say a good amen. All right, from all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I catch you on UTV, on Dankwansam, and then on Morning Fire, in the precious name of Jesus. Remain blessed. Have a good night. In Jesus' name. Sent the church, our mission was very clear and didn't want to beat about the bush. Our game is all about souls. Our game is all about souls. The lost belongs to the Lord, and once they come in, they are empowered and deployed. They become part of God's army. They work for God. Church is not just dressing up one nicely Sunday morning, see that you're looking good. No, that is not church. Waiting for another Sunday to show up. We have a mission and we have a task. In other words, let us stop our useless petty differences. He wears trousers, they go to church on Saturday, another goes to church on Sunday. You know, why are the ladies not wearing duku? Why are the ladies, you know, having makeup? All this useless fighting against ourselves. If you use ATM card, you are going to hell. If you wear chains, you are going to hell. All this madness that you have brought into the house of God. You want to wear what? You don't want to wear. Don't disturb anybody with your madness, because the people who are supposed to be on the narrow way are on the broad way, and they are perishing. And souls in circle are perishing. Souls in Ashiamai are perishing. And we are in church talking useless stuff. They are Pentecost 4, Apostolic 4, Alabaster 4. When God is, Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane that they all may be one. That they all may be one. They will come to the unity of faith. They will all come to the unity of faith. And then they will stand for one cause, one purpose, one God, one baptism, one faith. Yeah, one message. Stop your madness. Has come for judgment to begin in the house of God, because the house of God have been turned into the den of thieves. The house of God have been turned into a pivot of exploitation, deception, manipulation, seduction. The house of God have been a place of ridicule. The house of God have been turned into playing grounds for charlatans to come and display their words. The house of God has turned into the place where we showcase and exhibit flesh and carnality. The house of God now has become the place where the people go to hear nonsense and madness. The house of God now has turned into the place where the people go to chase girls and go and snatch husbands and go and snatch people's wives. The house.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.